I think that art is really a radical way to experience your life. And the important thing is not necessarily like the art itself. It's how you take the art and then you might apply it to your everyday life. And that's something that I try to do all the time.
So now we're standing in front of a Picasso. Talk to me about how the work of Picasso inspires you.
So the really interesting part about this piece isn't necessarily the pieces themselves. It's the way that they were curated. The first one starts out, and it's just this very simple two-dimensional pencil drawing by Picasso. And then right next to it is this three-dimensional sculpture made out of paper. And then right next to it is the final product, which is made out of iron. That's this three-dimensional cubist sculpture. The really interesting thing about this is it's kind of a radical reinterpretation of the role of the artist in their works, because what happens is you see it and you're like, oh, I always just thought that the artist just kind of created the final product. It came out in their head and they thought it through, and then here we're going to go create the final product. But that's not what you see here. You see the beginning, you see a middle, and then you see an end. And you see this kind of tinkering with the idea, and that's what's so interesting about these three works. So in my own personal life, my sister is a really good gymnast. She is absolutely fantabulous. But when people look at her, they just see that finished product. They see her doing some crazy gymnastics stunt, and they don't really get that she spends 40 hours in a gym every week practicing, working out, working on her technique. And they didn't really see her either when she was just starting out and she couldn't even do a cartwheel. When I brought my mom in to give her a tour of the museum, and I showed this to her, and I talked about Elena's gymnastics, and she called Elena and my brother over to say, like, hey, like, not even artists get to just do this. My mom has always said that, you know, Elena, you might be a really good gymnast, but you still have to do your math and your science, your English, and your writing. And in this way, we start to see how the art might interpret and start to reinterpret our everyday lives and make things important that are supposed to be important.
Are there specific times in your life that you can tie to this piece? When did this one first catch your eye?
My parents have always told each and every one of their kids that we are free to pursue our dreams, whatever that means. My brother wants to become a musical theater person. My dream is to pursue a PhD in art history. So when they moved to Minneapolis, that was really to help my sister pursue her dream and move her, I would say, from the second part of this three pieces and kind of transform her into the third part, where she was this finished product, where she could go off to and do high-level collegiate gymnastics and receive a scholarship. So that's when I really started to see this piece function, was at the beginning of my freshman year, but I didn't fully understand it until I'd received more training in art history. I saw it kind of start to work in that way, where you see the transition. And, you know, I'm getting there too with working on getting into grad schools and things like that. So I'm at, like, you know, the second stage. And my brother, you know, he's pursuing his dream too. So you see how this starts to function as like a metaphor for our dreams and our goals. The most important thing that you can take away: sticks and stones might break your bones, but words will never hurt me. It's not true, because words can make you feel things just like art can. And so that's why the art is so important, because it teaches you new things. It might teach you new perspectives, just like the Pablo Picasso's. It taught me something about my work as I move forward with my goals and my dreams. And it teaches me something about how to understand Elena's gymnastics, both in terms that I understand as an art historian, but also in a way that is really pretty accessible and easily understandable for my mom, who's a doctor and knows literally nothing about art.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education into the decorative arts. This week, Fields spoke with Stuart Dietz. He's a junior in the UW-Madison Art History Department and is the president of the Student Ambassadors for the Chazen Museum of Art.